So welcome to nibble number one. What does revision actually do when feeling it real? The following is a tiny little quote by Neville, and then we're just going to talk about it for a bit. Neville says, "The outer world is a delayed reflection of the inner and is confined to a dimension of space where events occur in a time sequence. Revision then literally changes the past. It replaces what occurred in the outer world with the revised version. The revised scene then gives off its effect by going forth to change future events." You know, we've explored this in heaps of different ways in the Facebook group. We've written about it on freeneville.com. There's some really cool quotes on NevilleGoddardQuotes.com. If you type in revision on either one of those sites, you're going to find some goodies. For manifesting to the max, I want to explore this a little bit differently. I want to talk about resources. I know that I'm a guy. That's pretty darn obvious. And I know that I have blue eyes. And I know I'm sitting here right now talking to you. In a way, those three things are like a conjunction of waves. In wave, right, I could be male or female. In wave, I could be... Well, you get it? Yeah, we've got some options. A wave can go up, a wave can go down. A wave can be male, a wave can be female. A wave could be sitting here doing a recording, or a wave could be out... I can see the garden through the windows of the cottage. I could be out there doing something with the puppies. Or moving something heavy for Victoria. But I want to talk about resources, because I've got resources. I've got this microphone. I've got this computer. I've got this quote. I've got quite a few people listening to these recordings. All of you are resources to me. All of my history is resources to me. You see, I've got this super secret agenda that I've talked about elsewhere. And that is, I want more playtime and I want more playmates. In other words, what I see in the world is not a deficit of work. What I see in the world is a deficit of play, a deficit of dance. And I want more play and I want more dance. And what I suggest that you do with revision is to go back and revise a lot more play in your life and revise a lot more dance into your life. Don't just let revision be trauma therapy. Trauma therapy defined as, I'm going to go back and change something that hurts. Let revision be something where if you went to the dance and you had a good time, what if you went to the dance and you had a great time? What if instead, I just wrote a tiny little bit about my friend Marty and I when we were kids, the local bully. Well, he started doing things that he shouldn't have been doing. It was bad enough when he was a bully, okay? And he started doing things he shouldn't have been doing. That made things worse. And Marty and I decided we were going to sell fossils door-to-door to buy the Universal Bodybuilding Program, because it came with like 13 bonuses, including a course in karate, a one in savate, 17 different cool tricks you could do. It came with all these cool bonuses. And we could build muscles. That would be cool, right? It was a 12-week program. You get it? That's a resource for me. 12-week program. 90 days. You get it? I took my first one after selling fossils door-to-door because the local bully started doing things that local bullies shouldn't even do. And I can revise all of that. When I talk about revising all of that, I don't just mean revising the bully. I mean revising that Marty and I went on to selling fossils in magazines. A friend of mine, he was an amateur radio operator guy, he sold stamps in magazines. I found out about this like 25, 30 years later. But Wayne was selling stamps in magazines, and I was buying them as a young teenage boy. In addition to the Universal Bodybuilding Program, I was buying stamps from Wayne's Stamp Company. Wayne was just collecting used postage stamps, old ones, new ones, and selling them to people like me for like $10 a bundle. and I was selling fossils, door to door. In other words, I was trading some time for dollars. I didn't catch on to it when I was 10 years old that I could be leveraging my time. But I can go back and go, well, you know what, I could, instead of walking door to door, I could have written a cute little ad and put it in a magazine for 40 bucks, you know, taking the 40 bucks that I made selling fossils door to door. And I could have parlayed that into hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars, because we got fossils locally. There was a caverns. It was Laurel Caverns outside of Uniontown, Pennsylvania. And at the top of this mountain, for some mysterious reason, there were seashell fossils and all sorts. I mean, you could carry as many as you wanted out of the place, right? They didn't care. There were acres of them. And, you know, heck, I could have sold them for years as a kid. I could have probably put myself through college, which I definitely wouldn't have done, thankfully. But I want you to get this. Revision doesn't have to be about just taking bad and turning it into good. Revision can be more than trauma therapy. Revision can be taking good. Marty and I sold fossils door to door and making it into something great. The first time I decided to leverage my time and my money was by running an ad in Boys Life magazine and selling fossils. You get it? You can have so much fun with this stuff. Creating resources. A resource state, by the way, let's define it as something. A resource state is, yeah, you know, I know how to drive a car. I can drive a car on the right side of the road and the proper side of the road. I can drive a car that has steering on the right side or steering on the left. I grew up in America. I learned how to drive like, I don't know, maybe most people do, at least most people in the U.S., and I live in Australia. We drive on the opposite side of the road with a car that's built exactly backwards. In other words, I've got two different resource states when I drive. I can drive an American car in America. I can drive an Australian car in Australia. I've got some history there. That's a resource state. I also have the capacity, before I make any turns, I scan. Now, in America, I learned to scan in very particular directions, looking for oncoming traffic to make sure I didn't get hit when I made a turn. In Australia, I had to learn to scan all the other opposite spots. But guess what I do? What I end up doing now is I end up scanning them all in the same amount of time. Because what I did in 30-some years of driving, actually 20-some years of driving in Pennsylvania and other, you know, United States, was, you know, I do that now reflexively as I drive in Australia, also scanning where I need to scan to make sure I can make a turn safely here. You get it? Resource states. This is called experience. If you have sufficient experience, if you can tie your shoes or make the letter A, if you know how to turn, my father doesn't know how to turn an iPad on. I don't know if he's ever touched one, but I do. I've got a resource state of turning on an iPad. I know what that's like. And what I want you to do is to create some really cool resource states. I'd love to say you're your inner bartender. You can make up your own drinks. My buddy Tim, he makes some really weak drinks. He just puts a little bit of vodka and a whole bunch of fizzy crap, right? And to make things worse, it's fizzy crap with sugar in it. Alcohol and sugar don't go well with me. It tends to produce a headache. On the other hand, I tend to put a lot of vodka in something and some ice cubes and maybe some olive juice, and I shake it up and I sip it pretty darn slow compared to Timmy's drinks. But I've got like 17,000 different ways I make martinis. I've experimented with them for 25 years. I just love them. It's just good fun. By the way, I haven't had any alcohol in 22 days now. I'm doing a 30-day experiment without any alcohol, having some fun, noticing the changes in my body. By the way, I'm really big on experimenting. I am massively huge on 30 and 90-day experiments. Because in 30 to 90 days, you can notice, what does something do to you? 30 days of doing, you know, push-ups when you get out of bed in the morning? I can tell you, in 90 days, I got up to 100 push-ups. That's pretty darn amazing for a guy my age. But 100 push-ups straight? Sweet. Easy to do in 90 days for me. I started out doing like 12. And I just kept playing. Right? But those are resource states. The fact that I am an experimenter, I do 30 and 90-day experiments, that's a resource state. Now, here's the thing. I started doing them as an adult, I don't know, probably in my 30s. I honestly don't remember. But I can go back into my 20s. I can go back into my teens and imagine that I was doing those resource state experiments there, doing 30-day and 90-day experiments back as a teenager. And in a way, I was, but I really didn't formalize it the way I do now. But what if I did? How would that have impacted things? You get it? You can take good and turn it into great. If you're not doing that with revision, you're, as far as I'm concerned, you're not fully using the tool. It's like having a claw hammer. You know what a claw hammer is. On the front end is the hammer, on the back end is the claw. And with the claw, you can pull things out, like nails and bent things. But if you're just using revision for damage control, if you're just using revision for trauma treatment, you're only using the claw end of the hammer. On the other hand, if you're using revision to turn good into great, if you've got some cycles that have happened in your life that were good, why don't you turn them into cycles that were great? See, here's the cool thing. For some reason, if we take something bad and replace it with something good with revision, whatever that means, guess what? You break a bad cycle. You allow something good to move into your future. On the other hand, if you take something good and replace it with something great, using revision, you're going to have a heck of a lot more greatness showing up in your life. Oh my God. You get it? And if you revise that you've been doing this all your life, what if you did learn this as a little one? What if I did learn this as that little 10-year-old boy you've probably seen the photo of? What if I was practicing revision and congratulatory conversations and I remember when bits and other parts of Neville back as a young boy? What if I was doing these 30 and 90-day experiments back then? What if I was leveraging my time and my money from selling fossils, things that were old and dead. Think about how old a dead fossil is. What if I was trading something dead for the capacity to do what I wanted all the time for most of my life? You get it? You can create resources. You can... God, you get how I love this stuff? I want you to notice something when you listen to the replays of this recording specifically. There are a lot of very useful distinctions in here for the head. There's a lot of passion for the heart. And it's all driven by the space of the belly. The knowing that this recording... Oh my. I don't even have words for it. But I know this recording will rock your world. So we're going to put a bunch of these in the program at different points. Today's just a little Neville nibble, we could say. But I want you to enjoy this to the max. I want you to take this and I want you to run with this. I want you to take things from your past that were good and turn them into great things. I want you to take fossils and not just convert them retail. I want you to convert them wholesale. I want you to go back and imagine having done this all your life. I want you to imagine, if you love the idea of 30-day experiments or 90-day experiments, I want you to imagine having done these all your life. That's why we call this the adventure of a lifetime. Go explore the kingdom. Have a wonderful day. See ya.